Start from top of page 23. This Avastatvaya Kim.
Top 23.
You did. You ended with Tet Karanam Shariram, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the Avastatrayam Kim, we're going to do that today.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll finish, but if you can, if we can just chant, then we'll do our meditation.
Okay.
You and I will say do it. But first we're going to do it with Sharada. So we'll do from page 23, 24, to the bottom of 25. See, from, yeah, we're we'll go through the whole of Avastatraya. Okay. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Avastatrayam kim.
Avastatrayam kim.
Jagrat.
Jagrat.
Svapna sushuptya vastaha.
Svapna sushuptya vastaha.
Sushuptya vastaha.
Sushuptya vastaha.
Jagratvastaka.
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 Shrotradijnanendriyaihi.
Shrotradijnanendriyaihi.
Shaptadivishayaha.
Shabdadishayaha.
Nyayante.
Nyayante.
Iti.
Iti.
Yatsa.
Yatsa.
Jagratavastha.
Jagratavastha.
Sthula sharira bhimanyatma.
Sthula sharira bhimanyatma.
Vishwa iti uchyate.
Vishwa iti uchyate.
Stop there. I don't know if I can finish all three of them, so we'll just do one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just take a moment. Om
Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navaditamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, so having looked at the three shariras, right? Stula sharira, sukshma sharira, karana sharira, physical body, the subtle body, the causal body. Now is a good time to look at what we call the avastha traya. So it says here, repeat after me, avastha trayam kim.
Avastha trayam kim.
So avastha means a state of experience. So any state of experience really is an avastha. But what we mean when we say the avastha traya, traya means a group of three. So these three states of experience. And those states of experience, as we'll see, are called the waking, dream, and deep sleep state. So here, the avastha trayam kim, what is this? What do we mean by this avastha traya? So let's do the next one. To answer that, repeat. Jagrat.
Jagrat.
Swapna.
Swapna.
Sushupti.
Sushupti.
Avastaha.
Avastaha.
So do you see that tya there? Sushuptya. That's a sandhi, where e plus a becomes ya. So it's jagrat, swapna, sushupti, avastaha. So avastha trayam kim. What are the three avastas? What are the three states of experience? They are jagrat, swapna, sushupti, avastaha. Jagrat means the waking state. So I'm a waker, this is the waking state. With a waking state, jagrat is, we'll see this in detail, but just for now. The waking state is this world that I experience through my sense organs. Without my sense organs, not only do I not experience this world, I don't experience the physical body either. Right, this physical body is an object of my sense perception, and it belongs to this particular waking state. Right, so what that means is both the waker and the waking world, right, are included in this avastha, because the body is an object of your perception along with the rest of the world. So the waking state, including this physical body, is the jagrat avastha. Jagrat means waking, so jagrat avastha, the waking state. Okay. The next one, swapna. Swapna means dream state. Okay. In the dream state, the sense organs are, you know, in not operable. Okay. The sense organs in the dream state, the sense organs are not active, and also the karmendriyas, the organs of action, are not active unless you have a problem. If you have a problem, if there's something not working quite right there, you'll sleepwalk. Sleepwalking means so that the karmendriyas have not been turned off. You know, sometimes people will be talking in their sleep. They can be dreaming and they're talking their dream. That means the karmendriyas themselves are not being locked into position. Sometimes, just a little aside here, if you are woken up in the middle of the night, say, woken up from a dream, you'll find that your body is paralyzed. Has anybody had that experience? That's chemicals that are naturally taking care of the karmendriyas and just putting them out of commission completely. Because if they didn't do that, when your mind, the character you're identified with is walking, you'll be walking. Yeah, so sleepwalkers, they can get themselves into trouble, you know, because the conscious mind doesn't know that they're sleepwalking. That's all taking place more in the dream. Just in a little aside. So what happens in the dream state, you know, of course, in all the states of the experience, the pranas continue to function, or the whole sukshma sharira would be gone. Sukshma sharira with udana, when it ejects, it takes all the entire sukshma sharira with it at the time of death, when the sukshma sharira travels, leaves this body. That's the udana. But until that happens, the udana, the pranas themselves, are functioning, or your body would not be working. Right? There, you wouldn't have, just imagine your digestive, your circulatory system stopping. Well, that's your breath stops. That's not going to be good. Okay, that's death. So the pranas continue to work, but the karmendriyas, your organs of action, are withdrawn in the dream state, as are your sense organs withdrawn. So really, what is active in the mind is the antakarana. Is the mind active there in the dream state? Is the mind the chitta? Right? The chitta is there. The ahankara is there in the sense that there's an identification with the character. Right? The chitta, of course, is there. The memory is there. The buddhi in limited form is there. Right? Because you're living out a story in the dream. So the antakarana, some things in more limited form than others, it's the antakarana. It's the mind that is available for that dream state without the interference of the waking state. And so that's what we call swapna. So we've got jagrat, the waking state, which is dependent. But see, when you're in full form, means the sukshma sharira is filling out the body, physical body completely. So, and the sense organs, so you're in full form in the waking state. And then with these withdrawn, you know, the sense organs, withdrawn, and the karmendriyas, organs of action, withdrawn. And you're living a world. That's what we call the dream state. And then the sushupti is the deep sleep state. In the deep sleep state, the activities of the antakarana also are in causal condition, right? And so when that's the case, there is no seer seen, no knower known experience taking place at all. This is a very important recognition, because you can be without knower known, seer seen. You can be without what we call this vikalpa. We say in the deep sleep state, it is nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa means there's no knower known subject-object dichotomy there taking place at all. So what that tells us, and of course in samadhi, when the mind is totally resolved in the self, again, no subject-object knower known vikalpa. It's nirvikalpa. It's without that dichotomy, without that duality. What this means is that you, in your nature, there is no subject-object differentiation. There is no knower known from the standpoint of yourself. For this knower known vikalpa, this division between knower and known, to be there, the mind has to be void. So this belongs to the mind. Why this is so important is because in the world, within duality, when we're thinking about consciousness or awareness, we usually have awareness. When we think of awareness, we think of myself as the knower. I am the awareful being. The subject, everything else is the object. But the subject, I am the knower, everything else is the known. So I tend to take this knowership all the way to the Atma, as though I am the Atma, my own being, is a knower. But no. If the Atma was the knower, you know, then at the time of waking, dream, deep sleep, of myself and of everybody else also, I would be the knower, you know. So all of us would be the knower of all of us. All of us would be the knower of all minds. All of us would be the knower of the whole Maya Upadhi, of Ishwar's form. All of us would be the knower, because knowership belongs to the Atma. But in fact, knowership doesn't belong to the Atma, because you can leave it behind. You can be without it. Something amazing logic to understand is that when you're talking about the nature, the swarupa, the actual nature of something, like what is my nature? Who am I really? What is my nature? Then that nature I can't be without, right? So I say, this is my nature. I am the knower. But uh-oh, sometimes I'm not the knower. That means I, this me, can be without the knower. I can be without knowership, you know? If I can be without knowership, knowership doesn't belong to me, right? So that's interesting. It's very important. I mean, as we go through some of these prakriyas, this Avastatraya Sakshi prakriya that we're going to be doing now, we're being set up for that, is such an important prakriya, because you will see very clearly who has the knowership. where does the knowership abide? And it doesn't abide in myself at all. You know? But from the standpoint of the mind, when we think of the satyam mitya, from the standpoint of my mind is blessed by me, conscious being, and the mind enjoying that knowership, right? Because sattva, it enjoys consciousness. The mind, enjoying consciousness, has the faculty of knowership. The sense organs, enjoying consciousness, have the faculty, they are a faculty of knowership, being sattva, they enjoy consciousness. But that's from the standpoint of the mind and the sense organs, right? The body, from its own standpoint, it enjoys consciousness, but not when it dies. Right? My eyes, my sense organs enjoy consciousness as long as they're functioning. When they don't function, consciousness remains, but the sense organs and their capacities are not there. When the mind is in deep sleep, you know, or in samadhi, it enjoys, of course, when it's awake, knowership, subject to object, emotions also enjoy so many things, including knowership. But when it's asleep, the knowership is asleep, because the knowership belongs to the mind. I am the conscious being that illumines all of this. I illumine all of these faculties and, you know, all of the emotions, all of the faculties of the mind, all of the faculties of the body. I enjoy all the faculties of the sense organs and I enjoy the world because of this particular upadhi, this body, mind, sense organs upadhi. If I remove this upadhi from the scene, say this body dies, then I no longer have, you know, this ayatana, this counter of experience that the sukshma sharira, subtle body, needs to use in order to have all of these experiences. That's why the physical body acts as a counter of experience for whatever world I find myself in. If I'm transmigrating and I go into another dimension, another loka, then I will take on a sharira that is of the same material and is compatible with that particular loka so that I can experience it, right? Otherwise, the only experience there is Ishwara's experience, not my experience as a jiva. I need a counter of experience that the sukshma sharira sits in order to experience that world. But from my own standpoint, I simply am. Then it goes out. Oh, that's when I freaked out that time when I was taking a walk along the Ganga. Yeah, but what about me? About me, you know. It is you. That is you. With or without a body, it is you. You don't require a body. You think you require a body, but this is this little side before we get into this unfoldment. You think you need a body to be you. You think you need a note to be a knower to be you. You know, it's well, just this one little thing is so interesting that you are not a knower, and you never have been a knower, so obviously you don't require that. You know? But the dream is such an incredible proof of that, that when you have a dream, sometimes in the dream, you have a body, and it can be any type of body. It doesn't have to be this body. It can be any type of body, right? So you're having this dream, and you're identified with the body, and you have a knower-known relationship because of the existence of that body. And then the dream can shift so that all of a sudden, instead of having a body, you don't have a body in the dream at all. There are other bodies, perhaps, in the dream, but not one that you're identified with. So just like you're all here, and I'm aware of all of you, but I'm not identified with you. I'm only, this body is only identified with me. So this sukshma sharira doesn't spread out to the whole room to take everybody's body to be my body. That's not how it works. You all have your own sukshma sharira. Okay, so say you're having a dream. You're a character in the dream. You're experiencing your friends and whatnot in the dream through your sense organs. Then the dream shifts. And all of a sudden, now there's a scene going on where there may be people and animals and trees and everything, but there's not, you're not in there. You're not in the dream. No body. There's no body that you're identified with in that dream. Then what is your experience? Your experience is of the dream. You're the witness of the dream, the sakshi of the dream. you don't go through some freak out. You know where you say, where's my body? Where's my... Nothing happens. Nothing at all happens. That's a miracle. You know, and we experience it all of the time. It's a miracle for the person who thinks so clearly that I'm the body. We're so miraculous about it because our conviction is so strong that I am this body. Is that when the dream scene changes and there is, you're not identified with any body in the dream, then you're just the Ishwara of the dream. Same self. There's not the slightest ripple or the slightest change in your being. There is a change in the scenery for Ishwara. So you're the Ishwara of the dream. For Ishwara, there is no identification with any given upadi within the dream. The abhimana, the point of identification, is with the whole. So the whole maya upadi is where is Ishwara's point of identification, not in terms of ajnanam, but just in terms of the reality of sattva reflecting the whole. You understand? It's not, just think, you gain self-knowledge. And then you're not supposed to have any point of identification, and so this thing is walking around. But it's not you. Who is that? It's like a monster walking around. It's supposed to have any self. That's, no. There's a recognition, the objectification of the body, the objectification of the sukshma sharira, of all of the five sense organs, and your own sense of self from the standpoint of the body. So there's a body that enjoys you, and at the same time you are free of the body. And that is what we call aparoksha. Aparoksha means a direct, immediate recognition of that non-objectifiable reality. You can't objectify yourself, but it's self-evident. And so your self-evident self is there, and this body, as long as the prarabdha runs that continues that caused you to take this body, you will be here walking around and fulfilling your prarabdha. And so there is going to be a mitya identification with this body, right? And so say here in the dream, it's really a mitya identification with the physical body. When you're identified with when you have a physical body that you're identified with, or if you're the Ishwara of the dream, there's a mitya identification with the whole dream too, because of the sattva pervading. We'll see this in detail in Panchadashi chapter 1. There's a natural identification with the sattva, which reflects consciousness, that pervades the entire dream. You're not limited to a smaller individual sukshma sharira. And so this sense of knowership, originally there's often for some of us, like myself, there was some sort of it was very scary to think that if I'm not a knower, but I think the thought is, at least for me, if I'm not a knower, then the self is not me. The self that the Upanishads are talking about is some other self. It's not me, and I care about me. You know, I need to, this knowledge has to land on, I want it to land on me, not on somebody that I don't know. And I don't know anybody who's not a knower in myself. That's because there's no viveka. That's the only reason for that, is that there's no viveka. And so this avastatvaya sakshi is really good. It's really good for kind of eliminating the knowership. And then recognizing, oh, that's okay. That's okay, because it doesn't matter at all. Nothing happens to me. In fact, I've never been a knower at any time, but I'm always a knower from the standpoint of the upadi. So, in order to prepare us really for this, but this says, avastha trayam kim, what are the three states of experience? We have to know that in order to do this avastha traya sakshi, who is the witness. The sakshi. Who is the witness of the three states of experience? So first you have to know what the three states are. So the first one he does is the jagrat avastha. So repeat after me. Jagrat avastha ka.
Jagrat avastha ka.
Avastha is a feminine noun, and so ka, avastha. A lot of times when you see a word ending in a long vowel, it's a feminine. Not all the time, sometimes it's a dual and other things, but very frequently. It's feminine. So Jagrat Avastha Ka. What is the waking state? The Jagrat Avastha. What is the waking state? So, Pete. Shrotradi.
Shrotradi.
Jnanendriyahi.
Jnanendriyahi.
Shabdadi.
Shabdadi.
Vishayaha.
Vishayaha.
Nyayante iti.
Nyayante iti.
Yatsa.
Yatsa.
Jagrat Avastha.
Jagrat Avastha.
Stula Sharira.
Stula Sharira.
Abhimanyatma.
Abhimanyatma.
So let me break this, Cindy. Stula Sharira Abhimani Atma.
Stula Sharira Abhimani Atma.
Vishwaha.
Vishwaha.
Iti Uchate.
Iti Uchate.
So the first sentence is defining the Jagrat Avastha. Okay, Shrotradi Jnanendriyahi. So the Jnanendriyas, Jnana Indriyahi, instrumental plural, Shrotradi. The Jnanendriya is beginning with Shrotra. So these are this is your vocabulary list, okay? So Shrotra, etc. Shrotra means the ears. Shrotra Adi, beginning with the ears. So Jnanendriyahi, instrumental plural, by the sense organs, jnana, jnanendriyas, the organs of knowledge, literally, by the organs of knowledge, by the sense organs, beginning with the eyes, shabda adi vishayaha nyayante. The vishayas, okay, the vishayas beginning with shabda. Shabda is sound. Sound is the vishaya. The sound is the vishaya of the shrutra. Now, there are, if you look up in the dictionary and in the Vedanta, vishaya, the word vishaya is often used. I mentioned this earlier, but here we have it. The vishaya can be like when you talk about the realm of the different sense organs, like the realm, the vishaya of the eyes, you know, our form, color and form. The vishaya, the realm of the organs of hearing, of the ears, would be shabda. But when I look at these also, like shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, the five sense objects, vishayas stand for objects, sense objects. Vishayas are objects. Any object actually can be a vishaya. A vishaya also is a subject matter of something. Like when we go to the Anubandha Chatushtya, these fourfold connecting links, an adhikari, a student, has to know the vishaya. What is the subject matter that you're studying, right? The adhikari has four different things they have to know. Who is the Anubandha, the four links. One is, who is the adhikari? Who's the qualified student? What is the vishaya? What is the subject matter? What is the sambandha? What is the relationship between the subject matter and moksha, which is the pala? So this is, you have to just jog in your memory. We have to remember this Anubandha Chatushtya uses this term vishaya as the subject matter. What's the subject matter of the Upanishads, of the Advaita Vedanta, that I might be interested in studying? But if I said, I think you should commit your life to the study of the Upanishads. And you might ask, well, what are they? What do they teach? What's the subject matter of the Upanishads and the teacher has to tell? Who is the qualified student? Who's the what type of qualifications do you need? Who's the adhikari for that? Why do you study it? What's the result of studying it? Liberation, right? Well, if I study it, then what do I have to do once I've studied it? What is the relationship between the study and liberation? So no matter what the subject matter is, this Anubandha Chatushtya needs to be known for you to really engage yourself in that study. So here the word vishaya is used as the subject matter. So subject matter, sense object, kind of the sphere or the area that one is talking about, vishaya. So if you have this Munir Williams or any of these, you can learn from your Sanskrit teachers how to use Mooney or Williams or any of these online dictionaries. You know, you can look at the word vishya, like some of these other words, and you see a very long list. So there's three or four of these in this list that we often use. So here we can just translate these either as sense objects beginning with shabda, beginning with sound, nyayante, because plural. They are passive, nyayante. They are known by means of, instrumental, by means of the sense organs beginning with the ears. Shrutra adi in jnanendriyahi, shabdadi vishayaha nyayante iti. Yet, so that is the definition of sa jagrat avastha. That is the jagrat avastha, the waking state, which is defined as this iti. Whatever goes before the iti. You know, that which is known, that world, you can say, all of the vishyas means all the sense objects, all of the objects of sense that are known through the sense organs, that is what defines the waking state, the objects of sense. This is how it's another way just to think about this. How do we know this world? Through our sense organs. All you have to do is remove the sense organs one by one. So, okay. And your body is included in that. So the waking state is all that can be experienced through your sense organs. Beginning. And the sense organs really can be divided into the five sense objects. Okay? So then it says, stula sharira abhimani atma vishwa iti uchate. Okay. So, here I am going through this driktrisha viveka, this tattva viveka, differentiating me, myself, from the body, from the stula sharira, from this physical body. I'm differentiating this tattva viveka, this act of differentiation. In order to know myself, I need to differentiate myself from the sukshma sharira. And then I also have to be able to differentiate myself from the karana sharira, the causal body. Okay? Now, I am the self of all three. I am the self of the physical body. I am the self of the subtle body. I am the self of the causal body. It's not like there's three selves. There's a physical body self, and a subtle body self, and then there's a causal body self. No, there's one self viewed from the standpoint of the physical body is given the name Vishwa. Okay? Vishwa. When we get to looking at Ishwara, later we'll look at Ishwara from the standpoint of the physical body, right? And then Vishwa is the name of the individual of the jiva, and Virat is the name of Ishwara from the standpoint of the whole physical creation. Then so Vishwa is the name of myself from the standpoint of this physical body. Okay, so that's why it says stula sharira abhimani atma, the self which has an abhimani, an identification with the stula sharira. Iti uchate, iti, vishwa, it is called vishwa, uchate, vishwa is called, it is called vishwa. Okay? It is stated as vishwa, so vishwaha, vishwa is its name. You really see that? Just an aside, the Mandukya Upanishad is an unfoldment of this, and all of these names are used. Vishwa, Virat, so Tajasa, and Hiranyagarbha, and Prajna, Ishwara. So these names are all in the Upanishads. So you have to understand what they mean. Okay, so Abhimani means identification. Know that the identification that one experiences as long as you're embodied is going to be there, as I said earlier, with and without knowledge. It's not that the identification stops, it's just the mityatva is understood because you've recognized, you know, the nature of yourself. It's like the jnani desk. The jnani desks realizes that it is really only wood. It is able to differentiate the nama-rupa from the ultimate truth of its being. As long as you have the upadi, that sense of identity will be there. As long as there's sukshma, as long as there's sattva, there will be the reflection of consciousness. As long as there's rajas, there will be action. As long as there's tamas, there will be rupa. So it's not that those go away. Those are all maya. They don't need to go away. You're the one who has to recognize that it's maya. That's all. Okay. All right. So, some two pages. Do you want to do the swapna for me?
Swapna vastha keti.
Swapna vastha keti.
Je jagratavasthayam.
Je jagratavasthayam.
Yatrishtam.
Yatrishtam.
Yatshrutam.
Yatshrutam.
Tajjanitavasanaya.
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 Nidra samaye.
Nidra samaye.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Panchaha.
Pravanchaha
pratiyate
pratiyate
sa
swapna vastha
sukshma sharira bhimanyatma
sukshma sharira bhimanyatma
taijasaha
taijasaha
iti uchyate.
Okay. So it asks, swapna avastha ka iti. If I break that, ka iti, a plus e is a, so ka iti, ka iti. So swapna avastha ka iti. Feminine again, avastha is feminine. So what is the swapna avastha? What is the dream state? Chait. Now see this iti chait? That's kind of short for, it says, like, chait means if. So if, the idea is, iti chait, if you ask. Because there's a question. Swapna avastha ka iti chait. If you ask this, what is the swapna, what is the dream state, what is the swapna avastha, then, it doesn't say then, sometimes it will say then, I was just saying iti chait, if you ask this, then we say this. Jagrat avasthayam. In the jagrat avastha, in the waking state, jagrat avastha is the waking state. In the jagrat avastha, feminine locative singular, yaha, he who, yaha prapanchaha, which prapanchaha, patiyate, shines, is manifest there. So, just to put it in English, I skipped a little bit. Okay. Sorry. If you ask, what is the swapna avastha, what is the waking state, then it says, jagrat avasthayam, in the waking state, yad drishtam, that which is seen, drishta. Past passive participle. So yad drishtam, yad shrutam, that which is seen, that which is heard, tat janita vasanaya, by means of vasanas, which are born of that. I'll explain vasanas in a minute. Tat janita vasanaya, by means of vasanas, janita, which are born, from those perceptions, okay, nidra samaye, at the time of deep sleep, yaha prapanchaha, the prapanchaha which appears, pratiyate, sa swapna avastha, That is the swapna avastha. Okay? So there's some good words here. Jagrat avastha, in the waking state, jagrat avasthayam, in the waking state, those things which are seen, yad drishtam, yad shrutam, and heard. The things which are heard and seen in the waking state, by means of subtle impressions. Vasana are impressions. They're subtle impressions that you carry with you. They're lodged there in the citta, in the memory. They're subtle impressions that are lodged there in the memory. So by means of the vasanas, which are born of those, the vitayoho, of those, of what? Of that which is seen and that which is heard in the waking state, the vasanas, the subtle impressions which are produced, which are born from them, or from them, would be good. Nidra, deep sleep, samaye, at the time of deep sleep, yaha prapanchaha pratiyate, the manifest world that appears there, pratiyate, yaha, that manifest world which appears there at the time of deep sleep, that is called the swapna avastha. Okay, so that's their definition of the dream state. Everybody see it? Let me just say it in English. When you're dreaming, I mean, when you're in the waking state through your sense organs, particularly if you think about the dream, you think, do I really taste? And it's an interesting question. They only give two. Well, let me give the two, and then we'll talk about the other. So in the waking state, I am continually getting impressions from my five sense organs. And those impressions form vrittis, the vrittis that come from the use of my sense organs, are stored as subtle impressions in the citta. Those are vasanas. So we call subtle impressions vasanas. A lot of times the word vasana is used for, the real meaning of the word vasana is like a scent. A scent is subtle. Like an example they use is say you have a vase of beautiful roses in the room, and then the scent of those roses pervades the room, even when you remove the vase of the roses, take them out, still that scent is there. That's called a vasana. And so now that's a vasana in reference in just using in, kind of a shared layperson's language. But for technical term, the vasanas are the subtle impressions that are gained from the vrittis that we get from what we see through our sense organs in the waking state. They form subtle impressions. So now those subtle impressions are there waiting to be remembered or to be projected. And it is those subtle impressions, and there's billions and millions of them, millions and billions, are something which are drawn upon in the dream state, right? So it says with this, tet janita, is that the word it's using there? Yeah, tet janita vasana ya, by the vasanas are feminine, so by means of these impressions that are born through these perceptions that we have, right, at the time of deep sleep, that which manifests, pratiyate, the prapancha, which becomes visible to us. Prapancha means that manifestation. It can mean world, but it also means that which comes into manifestation, which shines for us. That is called the swapna avastha. So, because you can just go backwards. When you're dreaming, you're actually dreaming using these vasanas, these subtle impressions that you've gathered in the waking state. And these subtle impressions will rise from the deep sleep state. So you don't really go from the waking state right into the dream state. The mind goes into that cause, the deep sleep state, when that causal condition, rising out of that by means of these subtle impressions, it's forming a little world for you to experience. And these subtle impressions can mix and match in a variety of ways. You know, it's not like they have, everything that that you experience in the waking, in the dream state, exists in the waking state, but it may be put together quite differently. You know, like you may have wings, or you know, your dog might be a walking human. But your dog head is there, wings are there, all of the different things are there. They're just put together in such a way that everything makes the story that the dream wants to tell. Now, another thing, vasanas are also not just in reference to your perceptions, they're also in reference to your emotions. So a lot of emotions also are there in the dream state. You know, especially like you have great fear or great anxiety, especially there's anxiety dreams and dreams that have fear or worries or different types of emotions are there, and those emotions are not only felt, they're producing images that are speaking to the nature of that emotional fabric that's there in the dream. And that's why even in the waking state, or when we're doing active imagination or different inner child work and things like that, we always say that the affects that we experience are associated with images. You know, they're not just by themselves. They have images, and you can follow the image to the affect or the affect to the image, because they're so related, just an aside. So in dream work, you know, we're not asking for perfect representation of the world. It's speaking to you in the language of images, you know. And so when we are working in psychology, in Jungian psychology, we're always working with the dreams, because the dreams have a message. They have a message to give us. You know? So a lot of people do dream analysis. In Vedanta, we don't really do dream analysis. We use the dream in order to help us differentiate the self from the not-self. Okay, so the swapna avastha, the dream state. Then it says, sukshma sharira abhimani atma taijasaha iti uchite. Did we read this together? This one? Mm-hmm. Did we? Okay. No? We did? You did, but did I read it?
I don't think so.
Okay, repeat after me, please. Sukshma.
Sushma.
Sharira.
Sharira.
Abhimani.
Abhimani.
Atma.
Atma.
Taijasaha.
Taijasaha.
Iti uchyate.
Iti uchyate.
The sukshma sharira, the subtle body, abhimani atma. The atma identified, this myself, my one self, identified with the subtle body, is called taijasaha. Taijasaha means the one who shines, who is luminous. Because the sattva, the antakaran is sattva, and so it is always going to be luminous. It is taijasaha, it is luminous, because it's the mind, right? So the whole thing is illumined because reflected in the, because the sattva, because the atma reflecting in the sattva. So taijasa, so we've got vishwa and taijasa. Okay. The Ishwara, taijasa is the subtle individual, subtle jiva. For Ishwara, the name for the subtle creation is Hiranyagarbha. So we've all heard this name, Hiranyagarbha, but now you see it in terms of the nama, in terms of the sukshma sharira, the total sukshma sharira, the individual sukshma sharira. So we have taijasaha for the individual, we have Hiranyagarbha for the total. We have Vishwa for the individual and the stula sharira, and then we have Virat for the total. Okay. So let's do this next one.
Tata sushupti
avastha. Oh yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Tatasushuptyavastaka. Aham kimapi.
Aham kimapi.
Najanami.
Najanami.
Sukhena.
Sukhena.
Maya.
maya
nidranu bhuyata.
Stay again.
Nidranu bhuyate.
Nidranu bhuyate.
Iti. Sushuptyavastha.
Sushuptyavastha.
Next line.
Karana sharira bhimanyatma.
Karana sharira bhimanyatma.
Rajna iti uchyate.
Rajna iti uchyate.
So tataha sushupti avastaka. Sushupti is deep sleep. So it says, okay, then you've done the, tataha means, okay, then, means you've done the waking state, you've done the dream state. What is the deep sleep state? So then, tataha then, sushupti avastaka. What is the deep sleep state? We'll just read through this and I'll work on it more in the afternoon. Aham kimapi najanami sukena maya nidra anubhuyate. Nidra means deep sleep, okay? So, aham kimapi najanami. I don't know anything. Najanami. I do not know. Aham, I. Kimapi, na. Kimapi means something. Na kimapi means nothing. So, it's a kimapi, something, is a indefinite article, but when you negate it, it means nothing, right? So, aham kimapi najanami. I don't know anything in the dream. I know nothing. So, aham kimapi najanami. I don't know anything in the dream. Sukena maya, happily. Sukena, adverbial. Sukena maya, happily by me, nidra, the deep sleep, anubhuyate, is experienced. So, in other words, in the dream, when in the deep sleep, I don't know anything at all. There's no subject-object relationship there. I know nothing. And very happily, the deep sleep is experienced by me. That's what Swamiji always jokes on how, you know, you get just the right pillows, the right mattress, very important. We have to have a very right, comfortable mattress, you know, nice comforter, nice sheets, all of this, very nice pillows, everything perfect, so that I can go into bed and it feels so good, and then I just blot out the whole world and happily I sleep with no subject object, no interference at all. I just get to be with myself. So happily I sleep. You can say it like this. Happily I go to sleep. Happily I sleep. And when the alarm goes off, happily I turn the alarm off and go back to sleep just for a few more minutes, you know. So that's how they describe iti sushupti avastha. This is the deep sleep. That's how they describe it. There's a lot to be said about this, which we'll do in the next class. Then it says, karana sharira abhimani atma prajna. Prajna iti uchate. The myself identified with the deep sleep, the karana. Karana sharira, the causal body, right? That is called prajna. Just one thing about prajna. Nya means, like if I say sarvajna, the one who knows, the one who is a knower of everything. It's the name for Ishwara, sarvajna. If I say ajnaha, that negates the jnaha. You know, I am ignorant. I don't know this, I don't know this, I'm ignorant of so many things, I'm an ajnaha. But if you say, put the pra before it, prajna, pra ajnaha, prajnaha. So ajnaha, I'm ignorant, many things I don't know. I'm an ignorant person, we're all ignorant person. Prajnaha. Prajnaha, pra, gives emphasis, it gives energy, it gives expertise, all these different types of things, very positive. So if I say I'm prajnaha, I am completely ignorant. There is nothing I know. I'm completely ignorant. I'm prajnaha. That's the deep sleep. Ajnaha, problem. Because I'm awake and I'm ignorant. Prajnaha, there's nobody there that's awake. And so for me, That is just, I sleep very, very happily. Mm-hmm. So we've got now Prajnaha, then Ishvara. For the total, for the total is Ishvara. Prajnaha, Ishvara. The total Maya Upadhi and causal condition is Ishvara. So Prajnaha, Ishvara, Taijasaha, Hiranyagarbha, right? And then Vishwa, Virat. These are just names for myself in all of these different states of experience. Right? Oneself. So there's a little bit more to do on it. We'll do it. Next class. Oh, that's it. This afternoon. When we have